Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Iowa State students Chuck Clutho and Jamison Bruce. They are both community and regional planning majors at ISU, and today we're talking about the Parks and Trails Master Plan. So Chuck and Jamison, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's jump right into it. First of all, just tell us a little bit about what it is that you and your classmates are doing.
Yeah, so our class through our major at Iowa State has been contacted by Sven Peterson, the city administrator for Perry. They've contracted us to do a Parks and Trails Master Plan for the city of Perry. So kind of right now what we've been doing is we've been assessing the parks as they are now and then kind of gauging the needs and what needs to be improved moving forward. So a big part of what we're doing right now is we're gathering public input. We want to hear from people in Perry about how they use the parks and what they'd like to do in the parks. Jamison will talk a little bit about a survey that we have going on right now that we'd like people to take.
Yeah, so currently right now we have a survey that has been out for about a month now and will be out till November 5th. You can find the survey first either through the water bills that were sent out to all residents. We've also reached out to a lot of different community members through our focus groups as well to talk to different churches and other community members. The survey is also on the city website under the Parks Department that you'll be able to see there for the survey.
It's also important to note that the survey is in English and Spanish, so we're trying to engage all members of the community. And the important thing about why we want to hear from people, like some people might think it's not important, but we can offer all of the expertise that we have from our education. We can create wild plans with crazy water parks or whatever, but none of that's really going to matter if it's not what people in Perry want. And so in order for us to kind of know what people want, we need to hear from as many people as possible so we can get a general feeling of what they're looking for in their parks and trails. So that way we can better design a plan for the future around that.
To elaborate on that as well, we've also talked to focus groups. We try to get different members of the community that we've had from the police force, firefighters, healthcare sector, also with local businesses, kind of how parks and trails kind of affect their business, getting an overall assessment to what's going to happen in the community. So then also on November 28th, we are going to have our last kind of meeting just to kind of go through our final plan that we have to propose, because we kind of want to end with the community, with everyone involved. Since we've kind of built this process, we want to get out to as many people as possible to have the best results and most input in our plan as possible.
All right. Now, even prior to the survey being released, how did you find the parks and trail system in Perry based on your initial assessment?
Our initial assessment, based on just like going out and gathering like asset inventory and seeing like what's all in the parks and what condition they're in, we think that Perry, for being a community of its size, does have really great park and trail opportunities with the Raccoon River Valley Trail and the High Trestle Trail, which has recently been connected to Perry. So you have two regional trails kind of meeting in Perry. You've got three larger community parks with Patti, Perkins, and Weiss that are all fairly big and offer a wide range of amenities. Most of what we identified initially is kind of the getting things more up to date. Some of the equipment, especially in Patti, one of the more historic parks, there are a lot of great amenities, but some of them are kind of lacking in upkeep and quality and maintenance. And a lot of that, from what we've identified, is due to maintenance staff. The Parks Department has had to make cuts in recent years, so they only have one maintenance person on staff to maintain all of their parks. That's kind of what we identified initially.
And just that too, kind of what we've seen is that there's improvement made for the parks, but what I've really noticed and what's been really awesome to see is just the level of community involvement. And especially with even how small the parks division is, they're very passionate. They really want to do the best for people in their parks and trail system. And being able to see Perry as a city that's really proactive in terms of planning and being able to get things done and wanting to see things for the future has been really inspiring and has made this project even better.
Now, you've been working on the survey aspect of it with SVPA Architects, who are focusing on the McCreary Center side of it. How has it been working with them during all this?
It's been really good. As I said, also, yeah, they've been, just like everyone in Perry, have been really responsive, really working with us. They kind of reached out to us as well, which was really cool to see, just as an opportunity to help kind of kill two birds with one stone, being able to kind of get what they also want done, but kind of what we are trying to also accomplish as well as kind of a common goal to help re-envision Perry and their parks and trail system as well, and the city as a whole.
All right. Now, what sort of timeline can people look forward to following this community meeting that's on November 28th?
Yeah, so after our open house on the 28th, which the public is invited to come and we'll kind of present our findings, like what we've identified as needs and then what we would recommend as far as changes or improvements or additions. After that, the city, Sven Peterson and John Anderson, the Parks and Recreation Director, they'll go through our plan. Obviously, we're just students and they're the people who ultimately implement our plan. And so they'll go through and we're going to be doing some prioritization in our plan, like what things need to be addressed sooner and what things are more like down the road. They'll also look at that too, because they know the budget better than us. So they'll know what can be paid for now and what can be paid for later. And then I think from what John has told us, this next spring, most likely, because obviously the winter, you're not going to be getting too much work done, they'll start implementing maintenance and improvements that we outline in our plan.
Yeah, just to talk about kind of the improvements, this is not going to be kind of a five-year plan. It's going to be up to about 20 to 30 years. It's going to take a while to get these things implemented, but being able to adjust kind of what they want to prioritize first, what they should prioritize, is going to help make it even stronger. It is going to take more time, but it's going to be more worth in the long run.
And a part of that prioritization process too will also be a lot taken from the survey. The things that, like right now, I think 92% of people in Perry want outdoor swimming. So obviously, a lot of people are saying that they want outdoor swimming. So that might be something that moves up the chain, even though it will cost more. If the people want it more than, say, new benches in Weis Park, then that's something that the city will take into account when they're prioritizing their funds in the future budgets.
All right. Now, one last question that I have for both of you. We talked a lot about Perry, but I kind of wanted to know a little bit more about you individually. You're both seniors at ISU in this program. What do you hope to take from this experience working with Perry into the future?
So especially being able to work with this awesome community is really going to drive me towards finding other awesome communities and building communities up to that standard is what I'm really excited for. In terms of, I think this has been a really good educational experience so far and something that I'm going to take away and use towards my future planning, and especially in a parks and trail system that a lot of people kind of put parks as kind of not the center importance, especially through this process, has told me as well that they're very important to have and they are kind of the health and the kind of the air to the community and to kind of help with that process to really have a good parks and health system and facilitate health and activities just to further growth and help people to want to be inspired more and do other things as well. So I think parks are kind of the center of a lot of planning as well. And that's what I've learned. So I'll take that away once I leave here.
Yeah, I would reiterate a lot of what Jameson said about parks being important to kind of human flourishing and allowing people to experience a full spectrum of activities and being able to have fun. And then also from this experience, I've really enjoyed kind of the planning process, engaging with the public, engaging in steering committees and surveys and gathering input. So that way we can create a plan that will hopefully improve the lives of people in Perry for 20, 30 years to come, however long this plan will last. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of hoping to take away from it.
All right. Chuck Clutho and Jameson Bruce, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Chuck Clutho and Jameson Bruce. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.